91.1 WEDM. It's DJ Ray back here again. This is a Warren's World podcast. I know you guys are used to listening to me on Ray's Rampages, but, you know, I'm making a special appearance. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you very much. Anyways, I have two special guests with me here today. How about you guys introduce yourselves?
I'm Mr. Salemi.
What do you
teach? Oh, and I teach dual credit government, regular government, international relations, and interdisciplinary U.S. history.
That's cool.
Thank you.
That's your sound.
All right.
I'm a senior. I'm Brandon Dow.
Hi, Dow.
That's my
name. Hello. All.
I do speech. I run competitively. I do good in school.
You do well in school.
Close enough.
He doesn't do well in English.
So our topic for this week on Warren's World is education. And you know, what better than to talk about this little thing called Munich? Salemi, you wanna tell me what that is?
Sure. Model UN or Munich, Model United Nations at the University of Chicago, is a competition amongst high school students all across the United States. And up until last year, 40, 50 students from China came.
Oh, wow.
But last year, due to the whole COVID problem, the students from China did not come. And there are kids from Canada that have attended this as well. So there are high schools, 100, 150 high schools from all across the United States. Every school is given a country or multiple countries, depending on the size of the delegation. And you are responsible for representing that country's view, perspective, in a mock United Nations. Every kid is in a committee like the International Disarmament Committee or the United Nations Children's Fund. There are two topics, and you debate solutions to those topics and try to get a resolution passed.
Wow. Okay, so Branson, to my knowledge, you went last year, correct?
Yeah.
And from your perspective, what was Munich like?
It was basically a weekend to get away from the real world and basically become a politician, or in my case, a businessman, and basically take over the world. It's really fun depending on what committees you get selected into. I got selected into a crisis committee. And in that case, I was a part of the Japanese cabinet during their rebuilding process, which then I proceeded to stage a coup from the People's Capitalistic Republic of Korea. We took over Japan. The fate of the world was dependent on a Mario Kart match. Hmm. And we came up on top and won.
Wow. Mario.
Now, that sounds like a lot of fun, and it is a lot of fun, but there's a lot of work that goes into it prior to getting there. And then while you're there, there's quite a bit of work. And then the students from the University of Chicago that moderate all the debates, they try to let the kids have fun and be mm-hmm. creative while using their knowledge, hence the Mario Kart competition to decide who is going to take over Japan. Is that correct?
Yeah.
Which makes sense if you know anything about history. Where yes. did Mario Kart was yeah. created by what company?
Straight from Nintendo.
Nintendo. And Nintendo comes from?
Japan.
Japan. One of a handful of things Japan is good with.
Video games. So, in all components, like, how long is Munich? And when do you start preparing, really?
We would start preparing in October, the end of October, beginning of November. This year, we won't, probably until January. The competition has been moved from beginning of February to the end of April, hoping that we can do this in person. But because of COVID and the fact that you have literally 2,000 students from all across the United mm-hmm. States showing up, it seems unlikely that they'll be able to do it this year. But under normal circumstances, we would start at the end of October, beginning of November. There is quite a bit of research that is involved. There's a one-page position paper that every student has to write. And then when you're in Chicago, it's Thursday night, Friday afternoon, Friday night, Saturday morning, Saturday afternoon, and then Sunday morning. Each session is roughly 5 hours. So Thursday and Sunday, it's 5 hours each. And Friday and Saturday, it's roughly 10 hours total that you're in session debating and working.
Mm-hmm. And Branson, from your perspective, like, how was the workload and how much did you enjoy those days.
So let me told us to get started on an essay really early. I chose not to do that, so I submitted pretty late relative to the submission date. But altogether, the essay is really easy. I came to Munich not really realizing that in crisis committee, and at least in the crisis, you basically just get to make up everything besides like the real facts that you can use in your arguments. So I basically had a whole binder of facts that I just never touched because I never needed to use it. But on the floor when we're debating about how to solve like a blindness issue or how to respond to a natural disaster, the 5 hours goes by really quickly. You think on your feet, you try to respond to the crisis that the chair gives you, and you basically just for 5 hours debate and try to come out on top with most power or with the solution to the problem that was presented in that session.
Mm-hmm. So it should be, I apologize. No, it should be added though that Dow was in a crisis committee, which is a unique committee. There's regular standing committees like the United Nations Children's Fund or the World Health Organization, and then there are crisis committees. Mm-hmm. And in your case, the Japan Crisis Committee, what was the year? Is it right after World War II?
Yeah.
Where you're forming a new government?
Basically, yeah.
And we've had crisis committees, Russia 1919, right after the Communist Revolution, crisis committee in Israel right after the Six-Day War. In years past, we've done that sort of thing. So his thing is a little bit unique as far as the rules change. The chair, again, allows them, because it's a smaller committee, allows them a little bit more freedom to improvise as they go along.
This year, how do you think things are going to be different from last year? From personal perspective on how you're preparing the students and how you think Munich's going to go?
As far as how Munich's going to go, that will be interesting. If we do this, like the facility itself, it's at the Chicago Hyatt Regency Hotel, very large hotel. The rooms where these kids debate are large conference rooms, but they literally sit side by side throughout the conference room. That obviously is not going to occur. The rooms are big enough where you could still have 100 to 200 kids in each room and separate by 6 feet fairly easily. I just don't think that Chicago, the Model UN, that they're going to want that many kids in every conference room.
Yeah.
Not to mention they all share the same microphone at the front. You work in groups to problem solve. You're in these coalitions to come up with working papers. Again, you're in close contact with one another for more than 15 minutes. Obviously, they're going to mandate that people wear masks the whole time.
Yeah.
But you still, just because you have kids from Illinois, Ohio, Michigan, California, New York, and as far as how COVID hotspots pop up from week to week, like all of it's very, very complicated as far as if they're going to do this, how they're going to do this, which is why I just spoke with the kids yesterday that it really is unfortunate because I'm going to ask you to do all this work to prepare for the Model UN. But in the back of my mind, I feel that the Model UN is probably going to get canceled this year, at least the in-person one. They're doing a virtual one in October, but that just doesn't seem like fun.
Yeah.
Debating via Zoom does not come across as a very educational opportunity. So we passed on that.
Yeah. Okay. So to my knowledge, you guys didn't just do Model UN when you were there. What other fun activities did you do?
What other fun activities? We eat a lot. it used to be a big deal to go to Portillo's before Portillo's opened in Indianapolis. So more kids have had that opportunity to eat at Portillo's. This year, if we go, we're going to this place called Big and Little. And it's a like a fast food type place for lunch, but really, really good food. We go out to dinner Saturday night as a group to Cortino's, which is a nice Italian restaurant. At least I think it's nice. Dow, is it nice?
Yeah, it's pretty nice. Pretty yeah. Great.
It's a lively place right downtown Chicago. Trying to think of some of the other things. When it used to be at the Palmer House Hilton, that was right next to the Chicago Art Museum. So I used to encourage all the kids to go to the Chicago Art Museum during Saturday morning when they had a break. It was free of charge for young people. They just took donations if you wanted to go into it. But now that it's at the Hyatt Regency, we're a little bit closer to the downtown area. And aside from walking and eating, which I'm all for just walking around and eating, I can do that all day. I'm not sure what else.
I mean, there's like the bean, all the ice rink.
Yeah, they, for some reason, every year we have kids do ice skating. And then when I ask them, have you ever ice skated before? The answer is almost always no. So I'm not sure why they go to Chicago with the idea that this would be a good time to maybe break my ankle, but they do attempt that.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, I'm never a big fan of that, but they do that. And they have time, like on Thursday, there's plenty of time to walk around Chicago and just sort of take in the sights because we are right downtown. Mm-hmm. And I leave it up to the kids to sort of pick and choose where they want to go and what they want to do as long as they're with another person, minimum one other person. But normally they're breaking off in groups. Everyone seems to head to Garrett's Popcorn at some point to get popcorn, which is really good. You didn't do that, Dow?
I didn't get the lecture.
Ooh.
The committees were like, took so long.
Oh, I'm sorry. Well, if you had told me, I would have gone and got some Garrett's popcorn for you.
It's too late.
It's too late.
Now
it's
it is too late. Too late. Yes. Yeah. Yeah. This year, though.
If
possibly.
If I can.
Yeah.
All right. We're going to wrap it up here. Thank you guys for coming on and talking with me.
No, thank you. This has been fun.
All right. Bye, guys.